I'm currently on my half a house tour. I never sell more than half the available tickets to any show. You know, a lot of times people get nervous when a show is sold out. So my whole thing is 30 to 40 people can't be wrong.
Not being used to being a star, however, you are the headliner coming up for the Andy Kindler's particular show happening this Saturday at Three Kings in Denver. So as I understand,
yes.
This is going to be Team 1 and Team 2. Are they facing off against each other?
I don't think it's a competition, although I do. I mean, I understand what you're saying. We do need more competition shows. Everything should be a contest. Comedy, like you should make it. Are they funny? How funny are they? And then someone has to win and someone has to lose. But no, I think it's just a matter of two packed shows of hilarity.
What can people expect from this great event?
Well, I call it Andy Kindler's particular show because I feel like I have my pulse on the finger of show business and what's funny. I am the arbiter of what's funny. If I say it's funny, it is funny, even if you don't agree. That's none of my concern. So it's all... Denver has great, not that I have to tell you this, but Denver has a fantastic comedy scene right now. It's amazing. And almost everybody who's hilarious will be on that show, except for me. I plan to not be that funny just because I don't want, you know, I want to sit a nice table, but I don't want other people to be, like, embarrassed because I'm hilarious.
So you plan to be there for the 30 or 40 people who can't be wrong?
Yes, I'm on my half a house tour, 30 to 40 people can't be wrong, and every Wednesday on my half a house tour, it's ladies' handbag night. So, ladies, put your handbag on the empty seat next to you. I am not a draw, but I'm hoping that this show turns it around. I'm hoping finally, after 30 years in comedy, I'm going to take everything to the next level.
So this one big break in Denver. There you go.
This is it. It's make or break time. The only thing I'll say is I'm funnier in higher altitudes. It's been proven.
I mean, at least you'll boil faster in higher altitudes.
Yes, and people they're already lightheaded, right?
I mean, based on the higher altitude and other factors, yes, indeed.
Yes, other factors. I'm doing some research, so when I get to town, I will be doing my research there.
So we were just mentioning you're in Chicago right now. You're playing at the Lincoln Theater in Chicago, and then you're going to Winnipeg, and then you'll be traveling all the way down to Denver.
Right, that's my idea of a whirlwind tour. That's about as extensive a tour, because I came up in the comedy business where, you know, like you go to a club for a whole week. But now, this is more like I'm Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan or whoever your favorite pop star is.
So you're like the Spice Girls of comedy at this point.
Exactly, except I'm more commercial than the Spice Girls.
Very
and
nice.
And I'm sexier. I'm sexier. So I have better legs. I don't know why I said that. They probably have fantastic legs.
Fair enough. Well, Andy Kindler, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. For more information about your work, to catch you, your show tours, where can people go?
Well, andykindler.com is updated biannually. That's my website. But the best place is Twitter. I can't get off of Twitter. I'm on there all the time. So you might as well see what I'm saying. I'm it's perpetual. It's continuous. It's 24/7 of me talking on Twitter. Very exciting.
Wonderful. Well, Andy Kindler, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.